Tax matters. Foreign exchange differences on legacy debt. The return of the multi-currency system through reforms made in 2019 has presented increasing uncertainty in currency markets in recent times. This can be an issue, as foreign exchange movements create significant volatility for companies, not least from a tax perspective. Exchange gains and losses may be defined as profits or losses, which arise as a result of comparing, at different times, the expression in one currency of the whole or some part of the valuation put by the company in another currency on an asset or liability of the company. The intention of this article is not to detail the tax consequence of the foreign exchange differences, but to address the tax issues of foreign exchange differences created as a consequence of statutory instrument, SI 33 of 2019, focusing mainly on foreign-denominated loan balances. According to S4, 1d, of the SI, these did not require conversion from the US dollar to the ZIM dollar on a one-to-one basis. To kick off the debate, we go back to basics on the taxation of foreign exchange from a Zimbabwean corporation tax perspective. Overview of the taxation of foreign exchange. The general rule is that foreign exchange, FX, movements of a revenue nature, namely those arising on working capital, short-term loans, accounts payable and receivables, are brought into account for tax purposes when realized. As defined in S8, 2, of the Income Tax Act, foreign exchange differences are brought into gross income when received, and where the receipt and the accrual occur in different years of assessment, effect shall be given to the increase or reduction in the gross income in the year of assessment in which the amount was received. On the other hand, S15, 1, of the same Act addresses the tax treatment of foreign exchange losses. It provides for deduction of foreign exchange losses actually paid in Zimbabwean currency and where the incurring of the liability and the payment therefore occur in different years of assessment. Effect shall be given to the increase or reduction in the amount in the year of assessment in which the amount was paid. In a nutshell, the two sections recognize for tax purposes foreign exchange differences of a revenue that are realized, while disregarding unrealized in capital nature foreign exchange differences. Meanwhile, Section 4, 1d, of SI, S8, 2, and S15, 1, of the Act are all suggestive of the Zimbabwe dollar as the functional currency for accounting and other purposes. Inheritance of legacy debt by the RBZ on one-to-one basis. Regarding foreign-denominated loan balances, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, made commitment through a directive to settle these to foreign creditors on behalf of companies. In other words, the RBZ assumed responsibility for the debts and subsequently approved the creditors they took over and asked affected companies to make payment for the equivalent amount in Zimbabwe dollar on a one-to-one basis to the US dollar balance. Technically, the surrender of the Zimbabwe dollar in place of US dollar as aforesaid would not give rise to foreign exchange and consequently, there would be no implication in the books of the company. Even if the company was to rebase the loan balance as the Zimbabwe dollar devalued, there would be no tax consequence as long as the amount remaining was settled by the RBZ. The rebasing at each point will create unrealized exchange losses, which will be a consequence of debiting the foreign exchange losses and crediting the foreign creditor denominated in Zimbabwe dollar with the variation as the Zimbabwe dollar depreciate. Upon settlement of the foreign creditor by RBZ, the company should pass debit and credit entry of the exchange differences in the foreign creditor's ledger and foreign exchange differences ledger, respectively, technically reversing the foreign exchange losses made earlier on. The overall position, in our view, is that legacy debt inherited by the RBZ would not create tax consequences to the affected companies. Inheritance of legacy debt by the RBZ at market value. The tax issues of foreign-denominated loan balances, which the RBZ have requested corporates to pay the equivalent market value, may be slightly different to the above-considered scenario. As we all know, these obligations have not been settled by the RBZ. However, I understand that they have started repaying businesses the market value of what they had transferred to RBZ. This transaction would result in a huge exchange gain in some instances. How does the taxman look at this transaction and the exchange gains that are arising as a result? In conclusion, foreign currency exchange differences on legacy debt inherited by the RBZ on a one-to-one basis to the US dollar do not generate tax liabilities or benefits. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming course preparing tax returns. The seminar runs from November 18 to November 19, 2021 at ZIPAM. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and Chief Executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.